soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on September 28, 2015. Today's message is a testimony, my testimony, of what I'm observing in the name of Jesus Christ. And as the Lord has given me senses to discern and perceive, the Lord has given me the gifts through Him. As I look to the Lord, to have understanding and wisdom and knowledge and understanding, perception. And with His eye, I'm looking for Him to guide me. I will guide you with my eye, is what the Lord said. And I want and demand to have the truth. And of course, this is the way I would stand. Because why? Because the Lord Himself is the God of truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Scripture, the very words of God are the words of truth, is the truth. And it's forever settled in heaven. It's a literal foundation that you can stand upon, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand this? You don't have to be sliding down the hill. You don't have to be slippery and sliding down the slope into the depths of Satan. Surely, there is a snare. And Jesus has spoken about this as this age winds up and is coming to a conclusion. There will be a snare. And it is the snare of all these facets. And it's a judgment from God upon the people that refuse to walk in the truth. Paul talked about this. That the mystery of lawlessness, the mystery of wickedness already has been working. And it is working. And it's blinded the minds of the people. It's hardened the hearts of the people. But as the people refused to respond to the Lord, to refuse to hear His word and repent and put their faith and trust in Him, they're suspect, vulnerable to the snare. I'm an eyewitness. I'm seeing what is written literally coming to pass. And there's so few that realize danger they're in. So few. They're playing Russian roulette. They're walking on a tightrope over hell. And they don't even know it. The deception is the greatest danger, as I say. As I've read the scriptures, what Jesus has said about the last days, what does He say? Take heed that no one deceive you. Many will come in my name, deceiving many. And there's going to be false Christs and false apostles and false prophets showing mighty, wonderful works that will deceive even the very elect if it were possible. I see how people do not listen. And the Lord has said this in Isaiah, that when He called, they wouldn't answer. When He spoke, they wouldn't hear. And therefore, the Lord said, I will choose their delusions and I will send fears upon them. And this is how this is going to come to pass in this age. And I'm seeing religious people that have scripture, have a Bible. They can read it. They can study it. They can seek for the Lord and search Him. They can pray unto Him. No one can stop you from seeking the Lord. They can throw you in prison, throw you in a straitjacket. And you can still pray. You can still seek the Lord and call on His name. No one can stop you from that. But people, for some reason, they're satisfied with religion. They're satisfied with hypocrisy. And if that's what you want, and that's all you're looking for, then you're in this snare. I've warned and warned and warned, as Apostle Paul has, and as Jesus has, and Peter, and Jude, and all the men of God that have written, were used by the Holy Spirit to pen these warnings and the scriptures. Old Testament and New Testament alike, calling people This is danger, danger, danger. This is why I sound the alarm. Take heed, beware, watch out. Examine yourself. Prove all things, test all things. You need the Lord to show you. You need discernment. You need the gift of the Spirit. You need to give it all diligence to your faith. You can't just have a little here and a little there. You can't just take one step one day and take two steps later that day and then another half step tomorrow. You're not going anywhere in the Lord in that way. And there's been many people that have started out with the Lord only to fail. This is winding up, ladies and gentlemen. I'm amazed with this text I'm about to share with you, because I think it absolutely describes so many people. I share the word of the Lord. Others share the word of the Lord. The Lord puts a burden on our heart, and we relay it to the people. As watchmen of the Lord, we've heard from the Lord, and we relay it. The Lord's commanded us, and we want to be warning. We want to relay the danger. It's just like seeing someone on a ladder and it's tilting. Aren't you going to warn someone? Be careful. Of course. If you're driving down the road, you're going to work, you're going somewhere, and you see a house is on fire with smoke billowing out the windows, and you know there's people inside, aren't you going to stop? Knock on the door, pound on the door, call 911? Of course. We're talking about more than a fire here. We're talking more than a tilted ladder. We're talking about deception that is so skillful and so widespread that it encounters every facet in the earth today. The political governing world deceived. Education, media, commerce, business, corporations, entertainment, religion. These are all vessels working together to bring about a one world government, a one world order. And it's been that which was promised in the garden, as you could disobey God and you can defeat God and be your own God. And because God, I won't even speak that way. I cannot. The serpent, so subtle and crafty. And his sons are subtle and crafty and wicked. They're serpents and vipers. And has not the Lord spoken this way to religious leaders? They refuse the truth. They resist the truth. They oppose the truth. And they killed all the prophets. And they killed Jesus Christ. They persecuted the early church and executed many of them. And so will they continue to do. That's the way it goes. If you're going to walk with Jesus, count the cost. It's a great honor to suffer at the hands of people for the name of Jesus. We're surrounded by a great crowd of witnesses that also went before us faithfully before the Lord. This world isn't even worthy to have the people of the Lord, the servants, the sheep, the followers of Jesus. Listen to this. This comes from 1 Kings 18:21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." And the people answered him not a word. Elijah, the prophet of God, with the zeal of the Lord, with the fire of the Lord. The same spirit of Elijah was in John the Baptist, according to Jesus, and is in the same ministries of the last days, preparing the people for the coming of the Lord. And what does he say? He confronts idolatry and how the people can't make a decision who they're going to serve. Are they going to serve the Lord? Or are they going to serve the false god? Can't make a decision. They halt. One version says they're paralyzed between two opinions. Between a division of opinion. And I find it amazing. As I said, I relay the word of the Lord. Other ministers of the Lord, Jesus, speak faithfully the word of God, calling people to repent and follow Jesus. So simple. Calling people out of corrupted religious system that's making merchandise of them, that's leading them right down the path, the broad way, the wide gate, right into the path of the devil, the dragon, the serpent, and the one world agenda. And the people, what do? They don't respond. There's no answer. I call it a non-response. I personally have gone where I was led to go, and I went in the name of Jesus. It wasn't me. I wasn't promoting myself. I wasn't promoting an organization. I wasn't promoting a 501c3 organization for myself. I was going in the name of Jesus. Like Jesus said, go in my name. Go in my authority. Speak my word to them. And I've gone, and they had no interest in the word of the Lord. There was a non-response. Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long are you going to be paralyzed, motionless, between these two opinions? Either God is God, follow him, or Baal is God and follow him. Because they're not doing either. They're back and forth, right in the middle. And this is what people are doing. Well, you give them the truth. You give them the living word of God, the truth, and it calls them. This is what Jesus said. This is what the apostles said through the Holy Spirit. And they don't make a move. They've been so leavened, so enticed, so entrapped in the false doctrine of the day, of the agenda that Jesus said is a snare. They fear men. They want to belong to the system. They are afraid to step out. They're afraid to follow Jesus. So they don't do anything. They know it's false. They know it's not true. They know the Lord has called them out, but they stay. They're motionless. In between two opinions. I share that with you today because I'm a witness. I'm seeing it in living color in our day. There's very few saved. Very few. And listen, Babylon, the great whore, the mother of abominations of the whole earth, has mixed a cup of the wine of the wrath of her fornication and given it to the nations to drink. And the nations and the world and the people and the masses are drunk, mad, crazy with iniquity. They've lost their ability to think. They've lost the ability to have judgment. What is right? What is wrong? What is true? What is false? What is valuable? What is vain? Useless? What is dung? They can't see it. I was sharing with another believer just the other day. There's people that are caught sleeping with the harlots of Babylon, involved in iniquity of pornography. And they know that God's going to judge Babylon, but yet they're the Johns that sleep with the harlots. You think God's not going to judge you? You've got to look at it in the way the Lord looks at it. Abomination is abomination. You can't be supporting the harlot, being participant with her, and think God's going to invite you into his kingdom. You're deluded. You've got to hate your garments spotted by the flesh. Give no place to the devil. Crucify the flesh. Crucify its lusts and passions. Come out of Adam and come into Jesus Christ. Read Romans 6. Listen, a dead man doesn't sin. Are you dead in Christ? Are you alive in Christ? Are you quickened, raised in him as a new man? Then walk away from the debauchery. How long will you halt in between two opinions? Either you're in the kingdom of God or you're in the kingdom of the world. You're either into the kingdom of Jesus Christ or you're in the religious world. That's his enemy, his adversary. Read Luke 13. We have rulers today over the people, the heritage, when we're told not to do that. There's no such thing as an overlord over the body of Christ. Jesus said, "Your brethren." We have the gift of Christ and we serve and we minister. And he that's greatest among us is the servant of all. And we follow the example of Jesus and we minister and we feed the flock through the Holy Spirit under the head, Jesus Christ. But we're not dividing the body of Christ. We're not making a business. We're not running a franchise here. How long will you halt in between two opinions? Either the Lord is speaking to you to come out and be pure, or just stay where you're at and go down with the snare. There's a phrase that's in the Bible. It's called, "It is written." It is written. In the New Testament, this phrase is used 62 times, as I've counted, and another 4 times in a similar fashion, meaning the same thing, coming to a total of 66 times in the New Testament. It is written. Jesus would speak to the people. He would come unto his own, and his own would receive him not, and he would say, "It is written." Have you not heard it? It is written in the scriptures? Same with the apostles, Peter, Paul, Barnabas. They would reason with religious people as, "It is written. Have you not heard? It is written. It is written." It's the authority. It is the law of God. It is the living law of God. We're not under the law of Moses, but we're under the law of Christ. He speaks from heaven. He speaks in our heart, and it's written. It cannot be broken. When the Lord comes or he sends his messengers and they speak to you and they say, "It is written," you better fall on that rock. You better humble yourself and comply and do what the Lord says. Jesus likened this in Matthew 7, a wise man that hears these sayings of mine and does them is like a man that was wise and dug deep and laid a foundation and built his house. And when the storms came, it beat upon it and the winds blew, but it remained. But the fool, not so. Hears it, doesn't do it, and builds his house on sand. And great is the destruction when the storm comes and the winds blow and the seas beat upon it. How long will you halt between two opinions? Are you going to be a wise man or a fool? Are you going to be a disciple or a non-disciple? Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed." Can you be a disciple and not follow the Lord? Have faith. Jesus marveled over their unbelief, the wicked heart of unbelief. Are you going to have faith or no faith? How long will you halt in between two opinions? It is written over and over and over and over again. You better look at what's written. You better line up and comply. Fall upon the rock. It's Jesus, and it's what he's saying, and it's his authority. He is the Word of God. You better do what he says. Stop following men. Stop following the gospel merchants. Even Apostle Paul, 2,000 years ago, said, "We are not as many that corrupt the word of God." And look it up in the Greek. It's the word peddle. It's all about the money. It's all about the gold and the self-will and the glory and the women they take behind closed doors. How long will you be halt in between two opinions divided? Either serve the Lord or serve the devil. What are you going to do? You can't just have a non-decision, a non-response. You've got to say yay or nay. I'm an eyewitness to these things. In Isaiah 28:16, Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste, shall not be ashamed, shall not be offended. This is Isaiah 28:16. Ladies and gentlemen, you need a foundation to stand on. And it's Jesus. It's Jesus. There is no other Lord. There is no other master. There is no other teacher or shepherd or apostle or Christ. It's Jesus. Follow him. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knows them that are his, and let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's right. Same word that Elijah is going to tell you, and the same word that the Spirit of God is going to tell you, the same word that Jesus is going to tell you. Forsake your idols. Forsake your teachers, Jezebel. Forsake your teacher, Balaam. What are they going to promote? An environment of fornication, illicit sexual transgression, impurity, unholiness. How long will you halt between two opinions? Either crucify your flesh or live in the flesh. They that are in the flesh mind the things of the flesh. They that are in the Spirit mind the things of the Spirit. Make your decision. If God be God, serve him. If Jesus is your Lord, serve him. Stand strong on the foundation, lest you slip and slide into the bottomless pit of the depths of Satan. That's the snare that's set for the world that refused to bow their knee to Jesus. Peter said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. This isn't the words of a man. This is the voice of the Lord. This is the voice of the Spirit of God. Prove it, test it, examine it. As they did in Acts 17, the Bereans, they sought and searched the Scripture, whether the things that Paul was saying were true, as you should be doing with this message here that you're hearing now, and others that come in the name of Jesus. It's either the Lord or it's not the Lord. But how long will you halt between two opinions? I want you to notice that they answered not Elijah a word. And the people answered him not a word. That's what the people do. They hear the truth for the most part. They just won't respond. They just won't say anything. To the Point Report with Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. And To the Point Report with Trevor Davis on September 28, 2015, a Monday. We're looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Live chart shows down for 312 points plus today, just barely above the low at below 16,000. We're looking at 15,981 as the low of the day. Currently, we're right at 16,001. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very weak. Look at a chart. The chart tells the picture. We have had a catastrophic decline in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Looking at a chart, broke through the 200-day moving average on August 11, 2015, and the largest catastrophic decline in the stock market on a Tuesday, August 24th, 2015, falling more than 1,000 points. As it bounced to 16,500, that would be the 50% retracement. Today, significantly lower off that shows weakness. Other stories today, here's one. Fusion.net is reporting that the Pentagon, DARPA, is responding to a request from Fusion that brain-neutral interfaces have not yet been implanted in soldiers, though research to do so is underway. We've changed the headline to reflect the implementation of chips in soldiers' brains is planned, but has not yet happened. For decades, DARPA, the secretive research arm of the Department of Defense, has dreamed of turning soldiers into cyborgs, and now it's finally happening. The agency has funded projects that involve implanting chips into soldiers' brains that they hope will enhance performance on the battlefield and repair traumatized brains once the fog of war has lifted. Quote, of the 2.5 million Americans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, 300,000 of them came home with traumatic brain injury, unquote, journalist Annie Jacobson told NPR. DARPA initiated a series of programs to help cognitive functioning to repair some of this damage, and those programs center around putting brain chips inside the tissue of the brain. Here's another story today. The feds are returning to local crime fight, reported by USA Today. Washington, mounting concern over recent violent crime surges in some U.S. cities, has prompted the Justice Department to call a meeting next month of more than a dozen local law enforcement officials to deal with persistent public safety threats, ranging from criminal gangs to domestic violence, Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates told USA Today in an interview. The Justice Summit builds on an increasing federal re-engagement with local police whose forces in the past 2 years have been buffeted by questions over lethal force and policies and flagging public trust. Earlier this year, in the face of rising tensions between the police and the public and communities across the nation, a special White House policing task force issued a state of recommendations aimed at restoring public confidence. The Justice Department has also opened inquiries into the operations of more than 20 police departments across the country since 2009, including earlier this year in Baltimore, where the days of civil unrest was sparked by the death of a local man in police custody. Although violent crime has been in decline much of the country for years, federal authorities are recommitting resources, some of which are directed to address anti-terror concerns in the immediate aftermath of 9/11, to battle troubling spikes in local crime. Yates on Monday is set to identify 5 cities, Compton, California, Little Rock, Arkansas, West Memphis, Arkansas, Newark, New Jersey, and Flint, Michigan, which are poised to get an infusion of federal help to battle violence, even as most of the country has enjoyed relative calm. I'm Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. And this is Trevor Davis with RealtyReportNetwork.com. I'm the sponsor of this broadcast. I'm hoping you're enjoying the broadcasts that have been going out across North America. And I am a licensee in California, Wyoming, and Montana. Please do look at the issued warning on YouTube. Go to Google, type in YouTube, issued warning Trevor, and also go to Google, YouTube, look for Global Economic Avalanche, Trevor, and those will show you 2 posted warnings I've done. Heads up, consider these things, evaluate these things, and if real estate is something that you need to move or sell or get in position, contact me, Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com, and we're going to continue to do these broadcasts with To The Point Report, providing very important information on being wise, prudent, understanding, managing risk. These things are very serious. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.